This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM, Birmingham. I'm Andrew Yeager. Like so many of us, churches have had to adapt to a world with coronavirus. Social distancing and bans on large groups means regular Sunday services are not possible. Some have moved to live streaming their gatherings. Others have posted videos church members can watch later. But I found a church that's trying another option, a drive-in service. At Clanton First United Methodist Church, ushers would normally be guiding people to their seats, but this Sunday, they were directing traffic onto a grassy lot across from the church building.
Watch this hole right here.
Pat Baker is in one of those cars with her husband, daughter, and toddler granddaughter, Henley. Baker says they've been cooped up, and what better place to go than church? Henley can hardly contain herself.
Cars,
yeah. She don't know what's going on, but she's excited. And one thing, good thing about it, we can roll the window up if she gets too loud.
Pastors Wes and Megan Kelly co-lead the church. Wes Kelly says internet can be slow in a rural area, and live streaming takes a lot of work for church volunteers. The bigger issue to them is that watching a service is passive. So they looked to another church tradition. Megan Kelly says for decades, their church has offered services during the summer on Lake Mitchell,
where people drive up in their boats, and we basically do this, but out at the river. So we realized we already had a model for how to do it, and we thought, well, let's just do it on land and see if that works.
There are more restrictions given the coronavirus. No one is allowed out of their cars, so no bathrooms. Church member Angela Batchelor is a nurse with training in disaster response. Today, she's wearing rubber gloves.
As they put it, my job is to, if we see them getting out of the cars, I'm supposed to be the nice but yet hammer and go and just say, no, you got to get back in your car.
A keyboardist sits under a tent. In front of that is scaffolding holding a pulpit. Pastor Megan Kelly scales the tower and looks out at the dozens of cars lined up in the grass.
Good morning, friends. Ooh. It is so good to see everybody. I did not realize how much I missed seeing your faces. You guys are so great to come out today. My name is Megan.
Come thou fount of every blessing.
In many respects, it's like any other church service. They sing, they pray. Pastor Wes Kelly delivers a sermon.
We're going to strip away all the fluff, because now what God's teaching us is a lot of the things we thought we had to have, a lot of the things that we thought were necessities, were actually just luxuries.
No handshaking, of course. Churchgoers are encouraged to wave at one another or text. But there is one thing that would not happen in a regular service. As the last prayer is spoken, the kids move to the driver's seats. And, well, have you ever heard of a joyful noise?
I'm in. All right, let's hear it, kids.
The cars stream out. Volunteers break down the equipment, trying to beat the approaching rain. Wes Kelly is pleased. He expects to do it again.
We're going to try and make it better and better each week, so it looks like we may be dealing with this for quite a while.
It's not the regular service at Clanton First United Methodist Church, but it is a sense of normalcy at a time in which that can be hard to find. Andrew Yeager, WBHM.